These members of the Pakistan's main opposition party were marching towards the offices of the President and Prime Minister as part of their protest campaign against the government. Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz lawmakers have boycotted the parliament's budget proceedings to join the protest rally. They have staged a sit-in outside the President House to seek the removal of the People's Party government for what they call its failure to improve the country's economy, including energy crisis. Pakistan is currently in the midst of severe energy shortages, with many parts of the country witnessing long power outages.
This government should leave before the country is gone forever. We want to just build up the public pressure. That's the fundamental right of the people of Pakistan, to protest. If the parliament fails, if the parliament becomes dysfunctional, other institutions become dysfunctional, then we must go to the streets.
The opposition does not consider Yousuf Raza Gilani as the country's legitimate prime minister following his conviction over his refusal to reopen corruption cases against the president. The government has rejected the opposition protest, saying they should have attended the important budget proceedings of the parliament.
The budget session of parliament is the most difficult period, but since the opposition has decided to boycott the session and moved away from parliament into the streets, I would say the government should be grateful to the opposition because it is helping the government for the smooth and easy passage of the budget.
Despite strong calls by the opposition, the government has no plans to quit.
In recent weeks, the party of twice elected former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has stepped up its protest campaign seeking the ouster of the People's Party government. But many political analysts believe that the country's main opposition party is using the ongoing political crisis as an opportunity to prepare for the next elections, which are due in few months' time. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.